Welcome to Free Fire Radio. The phone lines are open at 221-1402. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. It's Carl Lindebot. Phone lines here are 221-1402. You know, you can always get us on 1670 also if you're out there around Red Bluff or all the way up to Cedarville. Want to call us out of that 530 area code? It's 1-800-521-1989 for you people that are out there streaming us. And that's right, anywhere you go in the United States, or even perhaps the world, if you've got access to a computer, you can hear us. So no more excuses. And speaking of no more excuses, here is our producer.
Good morning.
Yep, shaved almost. And
almost.
All right, you're getting there.
I'm trying.
Okay. And speaking of trying, and not only trying, but succeeding.
Are you talking about the bleached shirt?
Well, it's that in, you know, at some point, I'm going to have to mention the fact how you sold my button on my shirt the other night. And I tell you what, headliner, you know, entertainer all over the world, and you can sew buttons on.
It took me an hour and a half to thread the needle.
Yeah, it took her 30 seconds to sew the button and an hour to thread the needle. She kept saying, these needles have gotten smaller.
It's been a while, bud. Oh, gosh. I thought, you know, they got to have these new, I'm sure they have the needles with the big eyes. Speaking of big eyes, my gosh, we got up this morning and thought, oh, we've made this commitment. We are going to get to the gym. So we got up at 5:30 and did our 6 o'clock workout. And I tell you what, once you get through it, on the other end, I'm saying, aren't you glad that we've done that? So on the phone with us is our professional. Anyway, all the things that make us feel inspired, Joe Adamson. Good morning.
Good morning, Linda. Good morning, Carl.
And what's the tip of the day?
And you guys said no more excuses and came to work out this morning, right?
That's true.
Well, so I don't feel so guilty when I eat that 8,000-calorie sweet roll somebody hands me.
Well, my tip is about getting out of the mud. Yesterday I emailed all my clients and gave him a note about getting stuck in the mud. We've all felt that way at times, like we're just stuck. We're discouraged about our fitness program. Maybe it's an illness that we've had or an injury or hectic schedule or depression from the economy. It really doesn't matter. We've all just had that stuck feeling. So I've got a couple tips on how to get out of that. First of all, realize that fitness is a journey, and it has pitfalls. Even Lance Armstrong, one of the most fit people in the world, I mean, he's had cancer, he's had injuries, and he's had, you know, things that he's had to work through. So it is a journey. Secondly, there's always some positives that we can focus on. So focus on the positive things. Third, avoid comparing yourself to others who are more fit than you, or comparing yourself to how you were 30 years ago. You know, there's always the lady next door that can eat a whole pizza, you know, and not gain a centimeter around her waist. Don't compare yourself.
Yeah, let all the air out of her tires when she did that.
Exactly. Or, you know, I have people that come in and go, well, when I was, you know, in college, and it's, you know, it's 30 years later. Well, you're not physiologically the same person.
Did we just say that this morning, Carl?
We did. And you know what? Tell us that it's not our fault that if you gain just a few pounds as you get older.
It's okay to gain a few pounds, Carl. It's not your fault. How's that?
Okay, I like that.
The last thing I want to mention is there's, you know, I was talking with one of my clients, and whether it's in life or in fitness, there's always one more thing that you can do. There's always an obvious first step that you can take. So, you know, whether it's putting down the bag of potato chips, or if it's, you know, doing the exercises that your therapist told you to do for your aching shoulder, or, you know, starting over with a new workout program, there's always one more thing that you can do. So get started on that one thing and get out of the mud.
Wonderful. That's it.
That's it.
One more thing.
One more thing.
Yeah. Hey, Joe, thanks a lot.
Great, thanks.
Thanks, you guys.
Joe Adamson,
all right.
Adam's Peak Performance.
Adamson's
Peak Performance. That's what I said.
Yeah.
On Bocelli Next DX. Thanks, Joe.
You know, Carl and I are really adamant about taking control of what it is to be in charge of your life and working out, whether it be yoga, karate. And coming up, we're going to be talking to our favorite doctor in the North State.
Carl Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400, KQMS. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Carl on the bot, 221-1402. You know what? It's a good day today. It's not going to be 100 and something. It's going to be like in the 90. You know, I mean, we're in a really kind of balmy weather for this week.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Hey, we know today, friends, we're going to be talking about the proposed health plan. Now, we can't talk a lot about it, except because it keeps changing. It's like you talk about a moving target. First, it was going to be $1.5 trillion, and then they said it was going to be down to only $681 million to cost us. But, of course, then somebody pointed out that doesn't cover Medicaid and all that. Well, one of the architects of this plan was a guy named Senator Tom Daschle. Now, Senator Daschle was one of the leading senators in the, you know, a few years ago, and then he lost his reelection bid. And after that, he wrote a book called Critical, What We Can Do About the Healthcare Crisis. And what Senator Daschle did was he kind of said, these are the things we can do to fix the healthcare problems we're having. But he based it on Europe. And there's quite a few problems with things that are going on in other countries. And I'm not saying that they're wrong. I'm just saying that they have problems. And is it the type of thing that we should model ourselves after? But there's a number of things that are coming out now that, you know, really I'd like to wait for a while just to see what the final, you know, outcome is going to be after it hits the Senate. But today we have a guest that is, you know, that is a doctor here in our town, Dr. Mark Pierce, and who is an expert on a lot of these things that are leading up to changes in our health care plan. So good morning, Dr. Pierce.
Well, good morning. Thanks for inviting me back again here.
And you know, also, Dr. Pierce rides Harley, so you know what? That's good, too.
I'm having fun. It's been a great new experience, and you're teaching me well.
Okay.
But Mark is also, you're very accomplished in the arts of martial arts. You're very involved in that scene as well.
That's correct. I've been doing it for almost 15 years now.
So, again, that's another way of what it is to be in charge of oneself. And you, being the owner of Hilltop Medical Clinic, both those clinics, I'm sure you see various degrees of problems with our health care.
We live and work with it every day. The system is broken, and we need a new solution. The problem is that nothing seems to be evolving with the current discussion that's making any sense.
Okay, so what do you see that? I mean, I think everybody pretty much agrees that there's got to be tweaks or changes to the system. I mean, even the system that I fall under as a retired military is not working the way it should. I mean, it just doesn't. So what do you see is the biggest problem that's going to be facing us here in the future?
Well, I think that, you know, we're facing an era where we're going to have a little bit more healthcare rationing. I think it's already occurring and people don't recognize it. Just try to go to the emergency room and get services, and you spend quite a bit of time waiting in the emergency room waiting room rather than getting directly in and getting seen for your problems.
Well, I can see, you know, even though the Veterans Administration Clinic right here in town is probably one of the best ones that you can find, there's waits of up to 30 days to see specialists. And there's also that we send a number of people down to Mather Air Force Base down in Sacramento for them to be seen because they don't have the facilities up here or because of cost.
The system is really fragmented. We have the military system, the VA system. We have the community health care clinics. We have the private health care system. And this fragmented health care approach is causing part of the problem. In the community health care clinics, similar to the veterans, they have a lot more difficulty accessing specialists. And in the private care system, people are having trouble accessing primary care doctors, and it's much easier for them to see a specialist, which creates its own problems.
Well, I want to talk about that after we come back from our break. We've got a few people here on the phone lines, too, we want to get to. This is Carl Lindebaum on Free Fire Radio. Our guest is Dr. Mark Pierce. We're talking about health care problems right here in the United States, but specifically right here in the North State. What we're facing, if you're having problems out there, give us a call. Tell us what your problems are so we can kind of see if how this would fit in into the new plans. Carl Lindebaum, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. Hey, welcome back. Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. They've got a sale going this week on cigars. Finest coffee that you can buy. Coffee in bulk down there. Gourmet coffee beans. They sell you the espresso machines to make it. And they'll even show you how to use it. Joe and Shelley will do anything for you because they're great Americans. And the crew they have down there are knowledgeable and really friendly. You owe it to yourself to go down there and say hello. Hey, Dick, good morning.
Good morning, Carl and Linda and Doctor.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's on your mind?
I just want to say that we're fortunate up here in Reading that we've got excellent health care, I think. I had a leg that had a blood clot in it, and at 11 o'clock Hilltop emergency or walk-in clinic diagnosed it as a blood clot. 12 o'clock it was diagnosed or sonogram. 2 o'clock I was in Mercy Medical ER. And 4 o'clock, they were putting stents in my leg. 6 o'clock, they were pumping TPA. And 10 o'clock next morning, it was all cleared up. That's as good as you're going to get. And I think the real problem is if they would quit giving all this free health care to illegal immigrants that are in this country that are clogging up our ERs, we wouldn't have the problem that we have. And then I would also like to see these babies that are born here not be U.S. citizens. And that would solve a lot of our problems right there.
Well, it would for sure solve some problems. And the idea, just because that you wander across the border and you drop a baby here, that baby's a citizen, then you go back across the border. I never have liked that. I don't understand that premise, but... we don't have a lot of, you're right, we don't have a lot of the problems they do down in Southern California. When they have had to shut down clinics and hospitals due to the massive amount of people that are there that don't pay for their health care. Dick, thanks a lot for your phone call.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And Dick's feelings about those two subject matters, wherever we go, I don't care if it's California or different states that we travel to, people feel that same way. We hear people say that all the time.
And, you know, and you hear it across the board. It's not, you know, there's no political party that's sticking to. You know, there are people of one, you know, and let's just say, you know, Democrats, for the most part, I think that's okay. You know, we need to have immigration. Well, you know, we do need to have immigration, but let's do it the right way. We have friends that took them 3 years to immigrate to this country. They came over, they filled out all the paperwork, they did everything they had to do. They played by the rules. And now they've got, you know, he's got a green card and he's working for a company down in San Diego. But, okay, now, the cost of health care. You were saying something during the break.
Well, I think the caller just brought up an important issue here. There are some people who are not contributing to the health care system. But it's difficult to know how to contribute in an effective manner. Right now we have insurance premiums that are skyrocketing with policies that don't cover very well. So some people have to choose between paying their policies and contributing to the healthcare system on a regular, predictable basis, and others choose to go bare without insurance and pay for their needs as they go. And this is creating a lot of difficulty with the system. They show up in the emergency room, they don't have coverage, and then they get an astronomical bill, much more than they would have even been billed if they had insurance. It gets very confusing for people.
How do you feel about when you see a hospital bill that it's $16 or $20 for a Band-Aid?
You know, this has been going on for probably 15 or 20 years, and I think it's probably one of the easiest things to try to solve. A person goes into the emergency room, they have the ability to pay, but they're asked to pay, you know, 5 or 6 or 10 times the amount that a person with insurance would have to pay. If they would pay a reasonable amount for their care, I think a lot of people would pay that bill. I mean, that's what Americans stand for. They're really proud, and they would pay a bill that they felt was reasonable and fair. Other people obviously disagree and don't feel they would pay, but they, when they're faced with a bill that's $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 for a day in the hospital, they just fold up and don't even try.
Well, let me give a good example of that. And back in 2002, I had a close encounter with an 88 Ford on my other Harley. And after the ambulance ride and the operation on my ankle and this, and being in the hospital, I was just in the hospital for like a day and a half, and came out of there. The stay in the hospital was $60,000 for less than 2 days, and that didn't count the operation. But out of that, the insurance company that I had, you know, TRICARE, they settled with them, you know, because they already had agreements for something like $10,000 out of all that. So, but if I had not had the insurance, that's how much I would have paid.
And I think that's one of the basic fairness issues. The difference between a person who's uninsured and insured is so dramatic that the people who don't have the ability to pay just fold up and don't even try.
Yeah.
Is it standard with hospitals in these days times? Well, you know what? Let me ask you that. I got to take a break. Our guest is Dr. Mark Pierce. We're taking your calls, 221-1402. This is Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. Welcome back. It's Carl and Linda Bott here, Free Fire Radio. Our guest today is Dr. Mark Pierce.
And this portion of the show is brought to you by Everything Medical at 2109 Hilltop Drive. It's a full-service medical supply store that is Medicare accredited and has been awarded the Exemplary Provider Award, which is not an easy award to achieve. They have the largest variety of products in town. They've got a great looking showroom. They've got a warehouse. It's locally owned. You know, these are people. It's not a big box store. And they offer great service, individual service. They care about their customers. So you go down there and you visit Joe at Everything Medical at 2109 Hilltop Drive.
So my question, Dr. Pierce, was that in today's times, when people can't afford insurance or they pay the lowest amount of insurance, whatever that is, that monthly increment that one will pay, and they have a catastrophic incident happen, is this, say, for instance, they get a bill for $130,000, but they maybe make $1,000 a month or $2,000 a month, and they pay like a $20 or $35 bill. I don't even know if you can buy insurance for that. But anyway, is that why there's these exorbitant prices, $30 for a Band-Aid or whatever? I haven't looked at a bill in a long time. Because the hospital will take a settlement and they eat the cost.
Well, I think that the billing, the hospital billing is really based on an insurance model. And the high prices come because of what are called outlier charges. People that the hospital insurance company has a daily rate. If a person's in the hospital, they pay that rate. And then if they stay an excessive period of time, they pay a percentage of the outlier charges. So if they stay a long time, they get a huge payment that makes up for all of the other payments that they had to take a discount on. And it's when a person who's paying cash, who has a bad policy, gets caught up into that type of method, it gets very irrational. For example, you could go in and have a wrist surgery and be billed $60,000 and the insurance company would pay $2,500 for that hospital stay. That was about my wrist. On the other hand, if you have a complication and you stay in the hospital and you get billed for outlier charges, the bill can be exorbitant. I mean, it can be $180,000, $200,000. And if you have to pay 20% of that bill, it gets to be pretty painful, even if you have insurance. But so it's just not a rational billing system.
John, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. I've got two things I need to talk to you guys about. One of them is extremely important to the show. And you mentioned at the beginning of the show, if you have a computer, there's no reason why you can't listen to the radio.
Yeah, they should be streaming right now.
It hasn't been working for the past 2 days.
Oh.
And I want to know, I mean, I thought it might be just my computer, but I've checked with several other people, including your station, and they're not able to access them on the computer either. And I did get one screen up that said that MSN or Microsoft is going to stop broadcasting radio. This is an extremely important issue.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Our engineer is wandering around here. We will grab him at the next break and ask him what's going on.
Hoping you can get some call-ins or something else about it. Now I'd like to mention about the medical costs. Doctor, I'm sorry. I listened to your explanation to Linda just a minute ago, but you really didn't get into the itemization on the bills of things like Band-Aids costing $20 and other things. I mean, we understand this with space shuttles and whatnot paying $600 for a hammer because of availability, but the itemization costs on hospital bills are outrageous. I mean, things you get billed for cups of water and stuff that, I mean, are just outrageous prices, and I'm exaggerating, but I'm telling you that the pricing individually is horrible, and the model you say is bad, but why these excessive charges for minimal items? And I'll take the answer off air.
I think what they're trying to do, they have their they have to make a certain amount of money to pay their bills, and so they're trying to get as much money out of each individual payer as they can, and so they maximize your bill. That's they're trying to get as much as they can. So if you have the ability to pay, or the insurance company has their contract states that they have to pay, they're going to maximize that bill, and away you go. But when you get caught up into that, and as a cash payer, it gets really very, very painful for you.
And we're going to talk, you know, some more about that. But John, we just pulled up our we pulled it up on our screen, and it's working, the podcast. But we're going to check again. We're going to check with our engineer during the break.
My question is regarding insurance and you know, medical insurance and the charging of what we were talking about, hospital costs. Is there any other industry in the world that is this out of control with inflation?
No, I think we get the award for that. Healthcare costs have you know, exceeded the normal inflation rate year after year. Now, part of this is, and I know we keep hearing that our health care is not good in the United States. I don't agree with that. We're living longer, we're living better, and that costs money. So we have to accept the fact that it's worth it. You know, we do get a lot from our health care system, like the initial caller. He could have died from that blood clot, and now he has many more years to look at and live, and it's worth every penny to him. So we do get our value out of it. But we also grumble a lot about how much we have to pay, and there are good reasons for that. Yeah. Healthcare is the main cause for bankruptcy right now.
Well, you know, Mark, the other thing, and we've got people lining up here to talk here, but one of the things is that, you know, like we're 38th in the world when it comes to, you know, longevity, and, you know, our 30th when it comes to, you know, babies, you know, living. I mean, you would think that, why are we in the 30s? And with a number of these things, when other countries that we wouldn't think are as advanced as we are, have got better you know, live birth rates, have got, you know, better, you know, chances of living.
You know, the devil's in the detail, and you know how they come up with those calculations. I haven't looked at that specifically, but you know, and I would dispute some of that. I don't think that our health care is as bad as they say. Based on those statistics, I think we do a pretty good job. Now, we are providing a lot of the new products and discoveries and inventions, medications for the rest of the world. So, you know, I think that the rest of the world should be a little concerned when we quit funding our pharmaceutical companies and they don't come up with new medications. You know, everybody could suffer from that.
Okay. Leon, good morning.
Good morning, Carl and Linda. How's everybody?
We're doing fine. How are you?
Great.
Good morning, Leon.
Thank you very much. My figures on there's over 300 million people in the United States, and if the government kicks in $10 a month for everybody, my figures comes out over $3 billion per month, $36 billion a year. What can I get for $10 a month?
You know, those numbers get kind of tricky, don't they? I mean,
uh-huh.
A few dollars, you know, at... I'm not sure where you're going with that. I know that
I'm going with the cost.
President Obama's
$10 a month.
Yeah. President Obama
$3 billion a month.
President Obama's trying to reduce the cost of health care, but he's really trying to reduce the projected cost, and we're not even close to breaking even, even with $1 trillion reduction that he's talking about. We're still going to have health care inflation. So $10 a month, I think it'll just get swallowed up into the current system.
Right. So wouldn't get too much for that then.
I don't think so. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
You bet. Thank you, Leon. Hey, you know, we're going to have to take a quick break here and come back. We've got people on the line here, and we'll get back to you all as soon as we get back. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400, KQMS. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. You be nice.
Streaming!
Okay, we're streaming again. It turns out that some work was being done on one of the computers, and
it's back up, Charlie.
It's back up. So anybody that needs to listen to us streaming, run back in there. Ed, good morning.
Good morning. I was just checking this evening. Now let me turn it off. I missed the early part of your show because of this, too. Yeah, so I don't know what your guest's position was on this. I'll just give you mine. I've reluctantly come to believe that a single-payer or national health system is necessary in this country. I'm philosophically opposed to that unless it's a proven failure, and I think the insurance system's a proven failure. And the basic reason is, if I understand the facts correctly, we spend so much money on health care and so much of it is wasted in this country. I'm an individual health care customer. I buy my own insurance. And right now, the main threat to my well-being is health care costs. And you look at that, that's when you get numbers like the United States spending 16% of its GDP in health care and rising, other countries with good health care systems spending half or two-thirds as much. I just think the present system is untenable.
Well, I think that the big problem with the single payer system is the fear of rationing. I think that American people are pretty stubborn about what they want individually for their health care, and when we start talking about single payer, that person has complete and total control over what's covered. And the system gets to be kind of difficult to work with.
Well, that's
so I
true,
think rationing
healthcare
is a
rationing. I'm sorry. You done?
No, that is true. Go ahead.
There's healthcare rationing right now. I'm rationing my own healthcare. I have a $3,500 deductible every year. I go to a doctor only with the greatest reluctance. I give you details of the last time I went and the experience. It happened in January, and I'm still having a problem with a procedure that I believe I was overbilled for. And as you spoke before, because the healthcare system is set up to generate procedures and bills. So the fact is, a lot of people, not just people who don't have insurance, a lot of people with insurance are underutilizing it because they know when they go to see a doctor, they'll be written up for unnecessary tests and procedures, and they'll wind up having to pay for it.
Well, you know, Ed, you're right. And the thing about, here's my fear about a single payer is that the government gets into it, is that, you know, businesses are going to take a look at that. They're going to dump their insurance and say, okay, we're just going to use the government's insurance.
Yeah, that will happen. I have no doubt.
And when that happens, and here's my problem, because I am in that government system via the TRICARE, and I've seen what's happened to people in Medicare. I mean, Medicare is in shambles right now as in Medicaid. So I'm thinking, okay, are we going to be able to handle this? And with the number of people that will drop their insurance, companies that will drop their insurance, push them over to the government side, and then how much...
I agree with you saying that Medicare is in shambles. I think it works pretty well. They have their own problems with fraudulent billing again.
Well, here's,
but I think that a lot of elderly people would be very disappointed if you without Medicare.
Well, no, it's true. But see, here's what I've noticed here in Reading, and I'll say Reading, and I've talked to Boxer and Herger and Feinstein about it, is that many doctors are not taking Medicare. They're making them pay up front. They will then bill Medicare for you. But because Medicare is 6 months behind you many times in their payments.
And they're cutting the payments down to
too
low levels. I understand that.
And so that to me is a huge problem. And I didn't expect that to happen because I kind of was like you. I kind of thought that Medicare, you know, it was doing a pretty good job there.
Yeah. Well, you look at it in terms of the deficit figures. In terms of Social Security, Medicare is completely unfunded
in
the future. It is a disaster waiting to happen. But the point that I'm trying to make is, just in terms of national GDP, if we were allocating resources more efficiently, more people get good health care, and it's true, it is rationing, but there's no way we can say to companies, you can develop any procedure, any test, any treatment at whatever cost. There are cancer drugs now that run millions of dollars a year, and they may save a few lives, but meanwhile, millions of people aren't getting basic health care.
Yeah.
And that's the real lack of reality, saying, well, no one wants rationing health care. Well, it is going to happen. And personally, I'd rather have a government bureaucrat doing that than an insurance company bureaucrat. That's just my feeling.
Well, you know, Ed, and, you know, we've got the phone lines filled up, and I really appreciate your phone call, but I think we all agree on something here, is that we need to fix something here. This system needs to be really tweaked so that we do have access to, you know, for our people, our citizens have access to medical care that's, you know, that's not going to put you in a poorhouse. So, hey, thanks a lot for your phone call.
Got to take a break here. It's Carl and Linda Bott here, Free Fire Radio. Our guest today is Dr. Mark Pierce, 221-1402. We're taking your calls. This is News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Hey, you know what? We are in the cyclic rate of fire. We've got 6 minutes left and three people on the phone. Jerry, good morning.
Good morning.
You're up.
Hello?
Yes, you're up.
Good morning.
Hello?
Hi.
What's on your mind, Jerry?
Oh, great. I heard the other guy talk. The thing that I don't like about a one-payer entity is the fact that supposedly Social Security and is supposed to be in a lockbox where the Congress could not touch it, and they've used it to pay people that have never paid into it, and who wants to trust the government to run a program when every time you turn around, they're trying to fill up their plate so full, you don't have time to really study anything? It really makes me mad.
Well, Jerry, you know, you're right. You know, that here's Medicare, here's Social Security. They had all these, billions and billions of dollars of surplus, and it's gone, or it's on its way out. You know, Medicare is in deep trouble. So, again, we're going back to trust the government one more time. You know, this is the government that's got us into this. I mean,
right.
They've got us into the situation we're at now. Now we want to trust them with health care.
Well, hey, and the TARP money and people losing their jobs and stuff. I mean, you have to be crazy to want to trust the government to do anything right except to line their own pockets. They come out of there multimillionaires while the rest of us are sitting here trying to cope with our health care that we're paying for theirs, and they've got carte blanche forever.
Yeah. Hey, Jerry, we've got to run. Thanks for so much for your phone call. Mike, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Fine.
I think, as usual, all of the lawyers in Congress and the Senate are not looking at the problem because the legal system is the problem, not the medical system. I think the legal system probably presents 50% of the costs of the medical system.
It does.
We reform that, it's not going to change. And we have lawyers making laws for lawyers.
Doctor, what is your feeling on that?
Yeah, I mean, it does account for a lot of the unnecessary care. I think there is a lot of a watch your back, cover your bases type medicine being practiced. It's hard to use common sense when you're afraid to go home that day, and the next day you might be talking to an attorney.
You know, one of the things that you just brought up, you know, Mike, and it's right, you know, is when President Obama went to speak to the American Medical Association, and we had people that we know that were there. You know, he says, we want to change all the health care. We want you doctors to change. But he is not going to touch tort reform.
That's
he
right.
Said he would not touch the lawyers. And tell me why that is right. I mean, what he's done is, and the cost of people worrying about, you know, being sued is driving up the cost of medical care. Yet he won't even look at that.
It drives up the cost of insurance. It drives up the cost of everything. When an insurance company pays $2 million out because somebody had something go wrong, and that's just passed on, that just goes on to you and me who buy the insurance. Rather than paying $100 a month, we pay $300 a month.
Well, let me tell you what's worse than that, though. Let me tell you about when you're sued for something that is frivolous, that it goes through all this because all they want is a settlement, and the doctor fights it, and it's cost hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars. They win, the doctor wins, but it still cost us because they fought it. And
that's
it's
right.
A frivolous
that's
lawsuit.
That's exactly the problem. And until we make the frivolous lawsuits go away, in other words, if you lose, I think you should pay.
I like that.
Because you're going to really think seriously. Now, wait a minute. You know, I tripped on that stairway and I bruised my knuckle, but is it you know, is it going to cost me $10,000 to go to court, or gee, will my knuckle heal up in a week?
I agree. Yeah.
Hey, Mike, got to go. We got another one more caller here. Greg, good morning.
Hi, Carl and Linda, and hello to Mark. Say hi to Dr. Jordy.
I will. Thank you.
Yeah.
We got like 30 seconds.
For those people who would like a single-payer plan, Canada is just not too far north of the border. But if we go to a single-payer plan, where are the people in Canada going to go for their elective procedures?
You know, a lot of people do come across the border to get MRIs and CT scans, the people that can afford it. They do that, you know, quite frequently if they live in a border town.
Well, just quickly, what does a CT scan cost if you were to walk in and just say, I need a CT scan?
You would get billed probably $1,500 to $2,000. If you bargain ahead, you can get them for about $330.
Yeah. Hey, Greg, thanks for the phone call. We got to go. Well, you know, it goes beyond all these things. There's so many things that need to be changed in our healthcare system. But I agree with you, you know, Mark, is that, you know, the system, you know, we have good healthcare. But the system needs to really be looked at.
We need to have you back.
Yeah, we need to run here, too. Okay, tomorrow we're going to have the Gun Owners of California, and Thursday, Sheriff Pacinco. This is Carl Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio. And just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?